Welcome to today's episode of Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Dix. Here's a fun fact. Your credit score isn't what it used to be. Now, I don't mean that your personal credit score has gone down. I mean that the days when banks relied solely or even mostly on your credit score to determine credit worthiness, those days are long gone. These days, when a bank needs to determine your credit worthiness, it might look briefly at your score, but then it's going to use its own proprietary AI to review all of your credit history and banking history and all available public data that it can get on you. Then its AI model will spit out a credit worthiness decision. And credit worthiness determines a lot, not just whether or not you get approved for a loan or credit card, but the interest rate you get, the size of the credit limit, the rewards you qualify for, etc. And this is why, if you apply for a bunch of cards or a bunch of loans, some financial institutions might approve you, while others may not. Some interest rates will be high, while others low. Some credit limits will be high, while others low. Because each of the banks use their own criteria and have their own AI models. In fact, credit worthiness calculation was one of the first applications of AI, and it continues to be where a ton of research and investment is going. There is a huge corpus of literature on this subject. Researchers have tried every way you can think of to predict your future spending behavior, your future borrowing behavior, your future repayment and default behavior, etc. But it's worth it to all parties involved for this research to continue. Every advancement in this field can become one bank's competitive edge over another, and no financial institution can afford to fall behind. It's within this context that we turn to this new research paper published in the Journal of Big Data. A machine learning-based credit risk prediction engine system using a stacked classifier and a filter-based feature selection method. Let's dive into it. As should be clear from the title, the researchers aim to build an ML-based pipeline to calculate credit worthiness decisions. And in order to train their model, they needed a bunch of data. They ended up with three datasets, one from Australia, one from Germany, one from Taiwan, containing profiles on about 700, 1,000, and 30,000 people, respectively. Each contained an average of 20 or so attributes for each person, attributes like age, bank account balance, how long they've lived at their address, etc. And the three datasets were pretty different in terms of which attributes they had, but all three contained some people who had defaulted on a loan or credit line and some who hadn't. They normalized all the data and separated it into a training set and a test set for validation. Next, they needed to trim it down. As I mentioned, the attributes in each data set were different, and collectively there were dozens of them, so they decided to try to at least partially winnow things down with some feature selection. Namely, they wanted to narrow down to features that correlated strongly with loan default or credit risk. They considered using Pearson linear correlation coefficient, but they ended up going with information gain to do this, because it can uncover non-linear relationships and correlations between variables. Using information gain, they were able to throw out about a third of the attributes, and they kept the rest. Next, they knew they wanted to stack classifiers together, but they weren't sure which classifiers. In a stacking situation, you run your analysis in parallel through multiple classifiers, then the output from the classifiers becomes inputs for a final estimator, which then outputs a final result. So they decided to test five classifiers and then choose which ones to stack together. They tested random forest, k-nearest neighbors, a neural net, gradient boosting, and extreme gradient boosting. They ran the data through all five and then decided to throw away KNN and the neural net, but they kept the other three. So they built their stack classifier out of those three and then ran all the country datasets through it individually and compared the country level results to the results of all the classifiers individually and to another separate decision tree classifier. For each country, this stack classifier and all the individual classifiers were graded on accuracy, F1 score, and area under the curve. The results were a little mixed. For the Taiwan dataset, their stacked method had the highest accuracy, highest AUC, and the second highest F1 score. For Australia, it had the third highest accuracy, the highest F1 score, and the highest AUC. And for Germany, it had the highest in all three metrics by a significant margin. So, their stacked classifier didn't get a clean sweep, but overall, it did consistently perform better than any other individual methods. So, what are the takeaways here? Well, if you happen to be working on creditworthiness assessment, then this is certainly worth considering. But I think more generally, the takeaway is on stacked classifiers. If you have disparate, heterogeneous data sets, maybe they came from different sources or were collected with different methods, this paper is evidence that trying to choose a single classifier that will work for all your data might not be the best path forward. Maybe you should, like these researchers, do a conservative amount of feature selection using something like information gain, and then test out a basket of classifiers and stack the ones that seem promising together. Maybe the days of trying to find a one-size-fits-all algorithm to use as a classifier are over, and we no longer need to give up some of the trade-offs that we used to. We can build stacked systems that give us the best of multiple worlds. If you're interested in seeing all the exact performance data for how their stack classifier stacked up against the others, or if you want to review all the different attributes and features in each data set, definitely download the paper. They break it all down in detail. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.